Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Hallelujah. We never would have made it in the name of Jesus without you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for on today. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, God, we want to say thank you for who you are and all of what you've done. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, we pray for Brother John. We pray for Brother Mike. We pray for Sister Susan. We pray in the name of Jesus for Brother Teddy. Oh, God, we pray for Brother Andrew, Minister Andrew. We pray for, oh, God, we pray for Brother Julian. Hallelujah. We pray for mothers and sisters and brothers and daughters. We pray, Father God, for healing on today. We pray in the name of Jesus that your word continues to go forth to manifest inside the hearts, minds, and souls of those that are hearing your word on today. Father God, we thank you. Be so careful to praise you and give you honor as you deserve, for you are God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and apart from you, God, we are nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, hallelujah, we can do all things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Through you, God, which gives us strength, and we pray for deliverance from addiction. We pray for deliverance from poor habits. We pray for deliverance from poor attitudes, poor ideas, cussing and fussing. Oh, God, we just pray that you help us to live righteously in thy sight. As we continue to move forward, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory, for you're truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My name is Elder David Ambrose Shaw, praise God, and I come to you by way of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Our purpose of coming forth on this evening is as we continue reading the Word of God, we continue to read the Word with the Spirit of God manifested on the inside of us to bring deliverance to you, not preaching, but reading the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, I trust that it would touch someone's heart in the name of Jesus to bring forth a level of change and desire to change. We all have issues, situations, and problems, but yet we know that through going to God, we're able that he will fix it and work it out as he's done so often in the past, though we often may not know how we get through this or get through that. But as the Bible says, the affectionate, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And prayer of somebody's mama, somebody's sister, somebody's auntie, somebody that gave us a chance, been praying for us and helping us and continuing to deliver us. Let's be mindful and willing not to throw all those things away, because God is still giving us another chance. I thank God on today that once again I'm still clean and sober. I'm healthy and I'm right in a roof over my head. I'm thankful to God on today, just like many of us need to be thankful to God on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we have to rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Sometimes there might be a point where you might feel all alone and by yourself. But the one thing I share with you, more important than anything, is that so long as God be for you, who can be against you? There's nothing that can keep us from worshiping and serving God. He's there in the midst of our situations, of our wrongs, and when we desire to want to do, he's still there. But we have to be willing to admit, submit, and commit ourselves unto him. That it no longer is it merely about us, but it's about the way in which God can use us. We have moments in our life where we can get it in, where we can do what it is that it do. And God didn't take us then. The devil didn't win the battle then. But he won that situation that we went through. That drugging, that cussing, that fussing. He won that situation that we allowed ourselves to get involved with. But God, hallelujah, will win the war. How you like me now? I might have some chafe and some situations that transpire. I might slip and say a cuss word. But I tell you what, I'm not going to pass judgment. For as the word of God says, to judge not, and yet ye also shall be judged by the same measure that you judge another. But I recognize on today that before I lay my head down on this evening, and as you lay your head down on this evening, that's you, 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 and you. Those whom are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even into our archives, understand this, that we have to let go and let God. And we got to render unto God the things that were so freely given unto us, showing unto him the appreciation that we have for the blessings that we bestowed upon us. We got to do it right. We got to get it right. One day at a time. The word of God lets us know to deny ourselves, to pick up the cross and follow him. And that's what we ought to do today, commitment rather than sacrifice. But not to say you don't have to sacrifice, but the commitment that we have to God is more important than that of the sacrifice. Yet they all work hand in hand, because the most common denominator is that we ought to serve the Lord thy God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and what? Strength. Your every part of your being. And when we slip and fall and get off key, we have to repent, confess our sins, and allow Christ back into our life. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. There's no one among us righteous, no, not one. So don't be so hard on yourself. Trust God. Seek his face while he be found. Don't guess how he is. Read and learn how he is in the name of Jesus. You might be going through what you're going through because God is allowing you to go through it, because you didn't have to be here. So we thank God on today for being able to hear the word of God, to pray and study the word of God, appreciate those things that are valuable unto us, and that's peace, serenity, cleanliness, and love. The power and the spirit of God on the inside. Let's continue to move forward and trust God in what we do. For every round goes higher and higher. Amen. Let us read. 2 Kings chapter 13. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 13. Let us read. And the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahazah, king of Judah, Joash, the son of Jehu, began to reign over Israel in Samaria and reigned 17 years. And then did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, the king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their deeds. And Joash besought the Lord, and the Lord hearkened unto him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And the Lord gave Israel a Savior, so that they went out from under the hand of Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before time. Nevertheless, they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked therein. And there remained a grove also in Samaria, neither did he leave of the people of Jehoash, but 50 horsemen and 10 chariots and 10,000 footmen. For the king of Syria had destroyed them and had made them like the dust they thresh. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash and all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Jehoash slept with his father, and they buried him in Samaria, and Josh, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 27th year of Josh, king of Judah, began Jehoash, the son of Josiah, to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 16 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked therein. And the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, and his might wherewith he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha was fallen sick, and his sickness thereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel, the horsemen thereof." And Elisha said unto him, "Take bow and arrow." And he took unto him bow and arrow. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put thy hand upon the bow," and put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hand upon the king's hand. And he said, "Open the window eastward." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For they shall smite the Syrians in Aphek, till they have consumed them." And he said, "Take the arrows." And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, "Smite upon the ground, and smite twice, and stay." And the man of God was wrath with him, and said, "Thou shouldst have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hadst thou smitten Syrian till thou hast consumed it? Whereas now thou shalt smite Syrian." And Elisha died, and they buried him. And he, the bonds of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that, behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down, he touched the bones of Elisha. He revealed and stood up on his feet. Bahaziel, king of Syria, opposed Israel all the days of Joash. And the Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them, because his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. And Haziel, king of Syria, died, and Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his stead. And Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael, the city's father, which he had taken out of the hand of Joash, his father, by war. Times did Joash beat him and recovered the cities of Israel. Chapter 14. In the second year of Joash, son of Joash, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jeredon of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David, his father. He did according to all things as Joash, his father, did. Howbeit, the high places were not taken away, as yet the people did sacrifice the burnt incense on the high places. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants which had slain the king, his father. But the children of the murderers he slew not, according unto that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for the father. But every man shall be put to death for his own sin. He slew of Edom in the valley of Salt 10,000, and took Selah by war, and called the name of it Joktiz unto the day. Amaziah sent messengers to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, son of Joab, king of Israel, saying, come, let us look one another in the face. And Joash, the king of Israel, said to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon set to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passes by a wind beast that was in Lebanon and trod down. Thou hast indeed smitten Edom, and thine heart hath lifted thee up. Glory of this, and tarry at home. For why shouldest thou meddle to thy heart, that thy shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? But Amaziah would not hear. Therefore, Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he said to Amaziah, king of Judah, look one another in the face in Bethel Shemesh, which belongeth to Judah. And Judah was put to the worst before Israel, and they fled every man to their tents. And Joash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Amaziah, at Beth Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim unto the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house, and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Now, the rest of the acts of Joash, which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and was bad in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And Jeroboam, his son, reigned in his stead. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, his son, Jehoash, king of Israel, 15 years. And the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the books of Chronicles for the kings of Judah? Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish to slew him there, and they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Ahasuerus, which was 16 years old, and made him king instead on his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, began to reign in Samaria and reigned 41 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He restored the coast of Israel from entering in Ramoth unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spoke by hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophets which was at Gath Hepher. For the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, and it was very bitter, for there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper from Israel. And the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did in his might, how he worried, and how he recovered Damascus and Hamath, which belonged to Judah for Israel. Are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jeroboam slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Israel. And Zechariah, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 15. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began to Ahasuerus, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, to reign. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jechalah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done, save that the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burnt sacrifice incense still on the high places. And the Lord smote the king, so that he was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in the several house. And Jotham, the king's son, was over the house of judging and people of the land. And the rest of the acts of Ahasuerus and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? As Ahasuerus slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 38th year of Ahasuerus, king of Judah, did Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reign over Israel in Samaria 6 months. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and his father had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He made Israel to sin. And Shalem, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him and smote him before the people and slew him and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles for the kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he spake unto Joel, saying, thy son shall sit on the throne of Israel until the fourth generation, and it come to pass. And Shalem, the son of Jabesh, began to reign in the 39 years of Izua, king of Judah, and he reigned a full month of Samaria. From Menahem, the son of Gadi, Tirzah, and came to Samaria and smote Shalem, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and slew him and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Shalem and his conspiracy which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem smote Tiphath-Shah and all that were therein, and the coast thereof from Tirzah, because they opened not to him. Therefore he smote it, all the women therein that were with children, he ripped up. In the 39 years of Hazariah, king of Judah, began Menahem, the son of Gadi, to reign over Israel, and reigned 10 years in Samaria. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land. And Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. And Menahem exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and stayed not there in the land. And the rest of the acts of Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 50th year of Assyria, king of Judah, Pekahiah, the son of Manaah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 2 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the sons of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. But Pekah, the son of Remaliah, the captain of his, conspired against him and smote him in Samaria in the palace of the king's house with Argob and Aria and with him 50 men of the Gileadites, and he killed him and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Pekah and all that he did, behold, they are written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the 250th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria and reigned 20 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the sons of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, came Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Ijon and Abelbeth, Mecca, and Jena, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, and the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. And Hosea, the son of Elah, made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and smote him and slew him and reigned in the stead. In the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, the rest of the acts of Pekah and all that he did, behold, they are written in the books of Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Assyria, began Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, and reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Howbeit, the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. He built the higher gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In those days, the Lord began to sin against Judah, risen the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and Jotham slept with his father and was bad with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Ahaz, his son, reigned instead. Praise God. We want to thank you for tuning in and listening onto our reading for this evening. God truly is blessing us with the understanding of how commitment and dedication, as well as loyalty, trust, and surrendering is important as we serve and worship our Lord in the name of Jesus. God is awesome, and he's still on the throne. And if you didn't know, he's with you today. If you let go and let God trust me and believe that he's real. Excuse me. Be that as real. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the reading of today. Thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon us in peace. We pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go our separate ways, we pray that, Lord God, you give peace and patience upon those that believe. Trusting in you, Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
We used to long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have.